Miles Davis, that really is a jazz classic. Stephen Minot from the Milestones Jazz Club is with me now. Stephen, a warm welcome.
Hello.
And you were telling me during that that is known as Milestones, but it was actually put on the sleeve as Miles.
Yeah, that was in, whenever it was recorded, 1957 or something like that. But there was an original version called Milestones about 10 years before, which was also by Miles Davis, and it was a completely different type of song.
When did you first get into your jazz then?
Oh, God. Probably when I was kind of early teens, like a lot of things with different people. I was introduced to jazz via other stuff, other types of music, and in particular the guy, because I'm a guitarist, the guy who taught me guitar, really absolutely wonderful musician, one of the best musicians I've ever met, a guy called Colin Pincott, sort of said, oh, you like this, well, you may like some of this as well. I think it might have been somebody like Wes Montgomery or somebody. He said, have you ever heard of this? And through that, you're on your endless winding road to discovering all sorts of different types of music. And jazz was a big part of that, although it's lots of other things.
We only have enough time on this planet to scratch the surface,
yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I think, when you look at the media in general, it doesn't even scratch the surface. You know, there are just so much wonderful music around, and very little of it really gets a wide enough hearing. And, you know, you could go for your whole life and never even get close to hearing everything.
So when did you set up the Milestones Jazz Club?
Well, that was done in 1996, so this year is the 15th anniversary, and it was started by myself and a very good saxophonist, a friend of mine called Dave Ingham, who's still around in Lowestoft. He leads a band called Pangaea, and we set that up just with the idea that we wanted a good local gig of high-quality modern jazz that at that time didn't exist.
And your first venue?
It was the Marquess of Lorne pub, the back room of the pub, and we were there for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And there were some great bands played there. One that always sticks in my mind was another local-ish Essex Way musician, a guy called Pete Jacobson, pianist, who was absolutely amazing. And I can remember him doing a trio gig there. And at the end, people spontaneously getting up and giving a standing ovation, which is not something you see in a pub every day.
No.
So, yeah, there were some great gigs there.
And from that venue?
Well, it moved on, I think, then to a place which doesn't exist, sadly, anymore. Reflections, which was a kind of nightclub place that was there for a little while. And eventually it found its current home, which is a really nice room at the Hotel Hatfield in Lowestoft on the seafront, on the Esplanade. And they're very good there. And so we've been there for about the last, I think, like four or five years, something like that.
And you meet every month?
It's always the first Sunday of every month. That's the mantra everybody needs to remember. First Sunday of the month, there will be a gig on. It's always something different. Although it's modern jazz, again, like with any other type of music, like you're saying, it can cover a huge number of things, all branches of one tree. So it's always the first Sunday of the month.
My guest on the programme tonight is Stephen Minot, who runs the Milestones Jazz Club in Lowestoft, which meets on the first Sunday of each month. Stephen, tell us about some of the other acts that have been highlights over the last, 15 years or so?
Oh, God, there's too many to mention it. Oh, God. More recently we've had Michael Garrick was playing at the club in a duo with a great singer called Nettie Robinson. Again, if you mention some of these names, if you're not into British jazz or you know, that kind of thing, you've probably never heard of them. They will mean absolutely nothing. But amongst people who are into that kind of music, they are really, really important. There are some just wonderful, wonderful musicians around. And I think, oh, God, it's so hard to say what gigs. There have been so many that have really, really left people amazed.
And you get good support?
Yeah, no, there are good audiences come up. And it's a very knowledgeable audience as well. People, I have to say this to some of the musicians, especially coming up from London, expect to play to people who are half listening or, you know, having big, long conversations while they're playing. And you have to say, no, they really listen. And they're sitting there intently listening to them. And afterwards, they always go away and say, oh, what great audiences. They really, you know, really, really listening to the music and getting into it. But we always try to have an atmosphere which isn't too po-faced, which, unfortunately, as with some types of music, can afflict it.
Yes, I know what you mean. There is nothing worse, though, if you're listening to any sort of music, really, particularly when it goes quiet, when you can hear somebody chatting in the background. What the musicians must think, I really don't know.
Well, yeah, it's that old joke about, could you speak up? I can't hear it over the music.
So you've had 15 years of some wonderful jazz at the Milestones Jazz Club in various venues. The Hotel Hatfield is your latest, and I know you really enjoy being there, don't you?
Oh, they're really good there, and it's had new owners in the last year or so who have been very welcoming to us. So people can come up there, and not only if they can, you know, make a bit of a day of it, come and see Lowestoft, stuffed all its many qualities, and maybe you can have a meal at the restaurant before the gig if they want to, but the doors open for the concerts at 8 o'clock and the band's on 8:30. It's all incredibly cheap, even though I do say so myself. It's £7 or £6 concessions, and if you saw some of these bands in London, you'd be paying at least double that, maybe three times that.
And I know that you work very closely with Jazz Services.
Yeah, Jazz Services are very good because they're the national body that helps to fund certain tours for musicians who wouldn't be able to afford to do that, and they can give them some money.
Do you look too far ahead? I mean, I suppose you've got to book some of these acts many months in advance.
Well, since basically I'm the dog's body, I do everything. It's only so much I can do. I've got to, you know, design the poster or send out the press release, and so I probably book them 6 to 9 months ahead, sometimes a bit more. But now the club has such a reputation around the country that people now ask us to, you know, so when you get somebody like Michael Garrick, for instance, phoning up and says, hello, my name's Michael Garrick, I'd wonder if I could come play your club. You go, yes, I know who you are. that's really satisfying, you know, after all the years of trying to keep it going. But, you know, we always need more people to come in and support the club and support the music. If you don't think you like jazz, as with any type of music really, you have to hear it live. It doesn't matter whether it's a symphony orchestra or a metal band or whatever, you have to hear it live because that's where you really get it. And with jazz, even more so, it being improvisational music, it really is quite exciting.
I always urge people to take the blinkers off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because people think they know it, and then when they hear it live, I've heard this so many times, people say, oh, I never realised it was like this or it was like that. And especially with jazz, because it's improvisation, it's happening before your eyes. It won't happen like this ever again, ever. You happen to be in the room when that was happening at that moment. It's not the same as hearing the same song repeated again and again. And that's what one of the things that makes it so exciting. Hearing live music in general, but jazz in particular.
Stephen, I've really enjoyed your company on the programme tonight. Thank you for making the trip from Lowestoft to Ipswich by train. That's always nice to hear.
It's good, yeah. Sitting on the roof, it was a bit drafty. Yeah.
When's your return journey then?
In about half an hour.
Half an hour. You've got plenty of time then to walk from Broadcasting House to the railway station.
I'll have a go.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.